Aw, darling, shouldn't you be asleep? Okay, I get it. What right do I have to ask that question when I'm still awake too? But seriously, you should really be asleep. You don't need to stay up and wait for me. I know you haven't been sleeping well these past few days, so your rest is very important right now. I mean it. Now, close your eyes and try to get some rest, okay? Here, I'll even be Big Spoon. Let me just cuddle up nice and close. I love being close to you like this. Sleep always comes easy when I'm with you. Oh yeah, it's totally because you bore me to sleep. I'm just kidding. No self-deprecation before bed, alright? Let's focus on just drifting off into sleep. Come here. Hey, you're fidgeting a little. That normally means something's wrong. You don't have to tell me, but as your partner and as your friend, I want to be here for you if you need me. Do you need me? You know it's okay to ask for help. Oh, darling, that's nothing to worry about. I will sleep when I know that you're feeling better. I can't imagine trying to sleep knowing you're having these troubles. So just let me know what you need from me. I can rub your back, snuggle up real close, and give you a big hug. We can just lay here next to each other too, if you just want the company. Or you can let me know what's going on in your mind and maybe I can try to give you some words of affirmation. I see. It's just one of those nights, right? The ones where your mind spirals out of control and your thoughts just pile up, overwhelming you. Well, let's see what we can do about that, okay? I'm not going to tell you that I understand what you're going through. I don't want to diminish your experience or anything like that. I want to make you feel comfortable in your own head without having to worry about what might or might not be going on in mine. That's not something you need to stress about right now. I'm fine. You aren't, and that's okay. We'll get through this together. Now, where should we start? Ah, yes. Validation is always a good place to begin. I hope you know that it's completely natural to feel overwhelmed every now and then. Even if it's something you think is considered small, you can still be overwhelmed by a bunch of small things piled up, you know? It's human of you to feel overwhelmed. I know you struggle with that. You always want to be perfect for everyone around you. And again, that's completely fine. But I want you to know that you don't have to be perfect. You are allowed to feel overwhelmed, and you are allowed to talk about it. Let those thoughts that are racing in your mind out. Maybe then they'll stop running around so much once they have too much track to cover. Though, personally, I think it must be exhausting being a thought. Just running around all the time? Ugh, sounds like a horrible pastime. Yeah, that was a pet joke, I'm sorry. I just want to make you laugh a little to see if that help. Anyways, back to you. You're human, and a part of being human is knowing what weight to carry by yourself and what weight you can let others carry with you. I'm your partner, after all. I know there's a lot of additional things that prevent you from opening up to me, and that's completely valid. Just know that I'm here for you. I'm a resource that you are allowed to use. You don't have to feel alone in your problems, but it's okay if you want to be. I can help you there too, by just being present. Sometimes that's enough, right? Just knowing I'm here for you. I know I don't make it a point too often, so I apologize for that. I'll work harder on making sure you know I'm always listening and I'm always thinking of you. All I want is for you to be happy after all. Again, no pressure to be happy right now. It's tough being happy. And that's in general, not just with all this additional chaos. Just know that not feeling okay in this moment is okay. I don't want those thoughts to consume you, though. It's obvious that you're anxious about something, and whatever that is, I hope you know that being anxious is a fight or flight response. Yes, I do tell you this all the time, but it's good to be reminded of it every now and then, right? Being anxious is the body's natural response to being overwhelmed. It wants you to run. It wants you to fight. But because you can't do either against the thoughts in your head, you just end up feeling anxious instead. It's normal. It's natural. It's low-key nature and evolutionary biology being an asshole. But regardless of all this, at the center of it all, you want to get better. You want to feel better, and your body knows that. Your body wants you to feel better too, even if it makes you accidentally anxious in the process. So hold on to that thought, okay? Of all the thoughts racing through your mind, hold on to the fact that you want to feel better. If you believe it hard enough, it will happen eventually. You always get better, so just keep believing that you will, and it'll become reality soon. And when that gets hard to believe, I'll be here to remind you that you will get better. When the voice in your head gets a little too loud for you, and you want to scream back, I'll do the screaming for you, okay? I'll fight any thought that messes with my partner. Rawr. What? I'm serious. I'll come up into your mind and I'll throw hands, just watch me. No one messes with you. Not even your own mind. Okay. I'll really put a stop to the jokes here. I hope that helped, even if it was just a little. A little is better than nothing, you know? Progress isn't linear, and you can have some bad days without it ruining the good ones. You're amazing, and I hope you know that you've gotten better before. You can do it again. Just keep fighting the fight, and you'll make it through. Now let's try to focus on getting your ass to sleep already. If your mind is too loud right now, how about you just focus on my voice? I'll start talking nice and quiet like this. And I'll just say small soothing words. You're going to make it through this. You're going to fall asleep and wake up tomorrow. Tomorrow is a new day. It always is. Tomorrow has new things to bring. It always does. You will feel better, whether it is tomorrow or eventually, you will feel better. All you have to do for the rest of today is sleep. Sleep so that you know what tomorrow holds. So just drift off into sleep. Focus on the sound of my voice and just drift into sleep. Sleep will come to you soon. It always does. May your sleep bring you quiet dreams of a better tomorrow. Good night, darling.